Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
What a f***ing joke. It starts with coaching. Coaching let you down all season long. Kevin Petullo sucks! Kevin Petullo f***ing sucks! He sucks! He's not an NFL coordinator. I knew that by week 7! He sucks!
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
The Knicks up 1-0.
Sweeps coming after that song. Sweet spot. Fun times today. And at 2:56, Hamby.
Thank you, Mino. ET's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Bazooka Bud Monto.
Thank you very much, Ham. Thank you indeed. I would like to say hello to the Hardline, but I do not see them here, so they just must have the day off.
Yeah.
Man, must be nice, unless...
We're going to have to pull sexy. A double.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Not just the town. Not just the town of Saxy. We are at the brand spanking new Chiloso Mexican Bistro.
Let's
hey
in
go.
Saxy.
This place is gorgeous.
It really is. The updates that they've done in here are amazing.
Can you go ahead and delete the Petullo guy? Please.
Why?
That's our friend Broads.
Yeah.
What do you have against more puns?
Are you threatened by him?
Yeah.
That is the worst piece of audio our station has ever found.
Needs Whoa. More pub.
Let's see what Broads is up to
He's
today.
He's just calling it like it is.
That's God. What you don't get, Bob.
Why right. would you give yeah. him a microphone?
It's, You're just
it's still awesome idea. At radio.
Not in an owner's back pocket.
Holy.
Ooh, he's talking about the A.J. Brown trade. We're going to have to listen to this for tomorow.
Are you serious?
Just for Bob.
Look,
I bet he'll be pretty yelling.
What a okay. dope.
He'll be so intense right now.
Pretty measured.
Wearing his backwards hat.
Look, sometimes...
There's no doubt he's wearing a backwards hat. Let's start there.
See.
Are true.
WIP banner in the background.
There's no doubt he's bought the last 10 That's WrestleManias. Up. Let's profile him, shall we?
Skip ahead.
I mean, I've bought the last 8
yeah,
since I've got back into wrestling, so I'm only too short of 10.
You don't want Danhausen to curse you.
I want more FBI profiler, Bob.
What would it take for you, Dave, to buy the next 10 WWE shows, whatever they're called?
It's on Netflix now, right?
Okay.
Or ESPN?
I don't know. They're on like... Paramount or something weird.
Yeah, I don't have to pay for them.
Now it's on ESPN Unlimited.
But I have to watch them?
All
of course you do.
Get to.
And then do a podcast.
Post-game show from like 10 to midnight.
Yeah. There's a great chance Wells gets into wrestling at some point in his youth. And you're going to have to
Not if there's anything I can do about it.
Good luck.
Well, there's going
It's going to be wild. Monday Nitro.
How many WrestleManias?
You have to watch 150.
What?
You got to catch up. Like starting in 1985.
On the smart
you gotta figure out the lore.
Recap starting with the honky tonk man and work your way this way.
There is no price.
Okay, this is Greg the Hammer Valentine.
150 WrestleManias.
Gosh, that's awesome.
And you have to watch it in the break room on the fridge during breaks.
God.
That would take the rest of my life.
Yes, it would.
Well, you have time.
Starts taking time off to go to SummerSlam. Be great.
Go, Dave.
Well, I just get totally hooked.
God, these guys are amazing.
I had no idea. I thought it was gay.
He just goes on the road with them.
I mean, it's gay, but it's awesome. Well, they're the Hardline, Bob Corby and Dave. They are out Corby in Saxy.
Boy, speaking
of gay. We learned about some of that other stuff that was gay. Awesome.
Go ahead, Bob.
I'm waiting for Dave to report on DT's football AI picture he put out.
Oh
yeah, in his short shorts.
Have you seen what he's surrounded by?
Oiled up cheerleaders,
hot chicks.
Is this?
I want
well,
Dave.
How
to
do I find it?
I want Dave to report on this. Now, how does one get from gay to very gay? All right,
well,
Dave
I can
is.
Show you.
Dave is working on. Let's Dave. See.
Live coverage of Dave trying to
DT
find a Trump tweet.
47.
Him.
Oh, that DT.
Thought we were talking Diamond Talk.
Okay, I didn't know what.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, now tell me what he's surrounded by.
He's surrounded by topless cheerleaders.
Male.
Well, that's the twist, is that they're all ripped dudes with just the tiniest little shorts with giant bulges in their pants.
And pom-poms.
Yeah.
Like, is he being pranked by his AI department?
And he's... he's wearing shoulder pads and American flag short shorts. He's holding a leather helmet in one hand and a basketball in the other.
Yeah, look at those quads.
And he's
quads.
Standing. He has one foot on a basketball that's laying on the ground.
Wearing Herman Munster shoes.
And then there's a soccer ball next to it.
So now the Village People song makes a little bit more sense.
And, he shared it.
Yeah.
He wanted it out there.
You know why? He just saw himself rip.
I know.
He didn't even look around at anything else.
He's surrounded by 30
guys. So
his tunnel vision. He saw him.
It is Pride Month, Bob.
I'm in this. Retweet.
It is June.
It's the most awesome photo I've ever seen, to be honest.
Maybe he's growing as a person. Becoming more accepting.
Yeah.
I like that his shoulder pads are deflated footballs.
The most oiled up dude cheerleaders.
Why is he holding a basketball?
Finals time, you know? Mm-hmm.
They have the most incredible traps.
Oh, truly.
Slip gay.
That's exactly the brand. Could you turn up the station just a tad?
Well, today is Thursday, June the 4th, the 155th day of 2026. 210 days are left in the year. On this date in the year 1919, it's the day that Corby says the U.S. died, as Congress passes the 19th Amendment, paving the way for women to vote.
That's a tough one, pal.
I wonder what the percentage was of the first election cycle they could vote on. If we had 80% of women vote, did we have 10%? Two? Was it lower because the men were like, "Don't you leave this house? A lot of cleaning to do and chickens to be beheaded."
No, I'm pretty sure that they were like, "Finally, y'all worked hard. You deserve this. We're equal on all fronts."
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It says 8 million women.
Out of how many total women?
More than 8?
800.
We're pretty good, 8 million. I think at the time we only had 50 people in the United States.
How many of those 8 million were hot?
You can count them on one hand.
No. 20,000.
Like a Land 5 and a C6?
I forgot.
What's 20,000... out of 8 million, Bob, what's the percentage on that?
20,000
out of 8 million.
Do a sword drill. Figure it out.
That's like less than 1%.
Yeah, because now...
All right, it's 5 per 100,000.
Now the accepted ratio is like 10% of people are hot, right?
Maybe.
But back then it was less than 1%.
Problem.
Depends on where you
but
are.
The genetics for hot people came from somewhere, Dave. Someone was hot.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah. You gotta think about that. There were hot people.
Yeah, but they just didn't know how to harness it. They didn't know how to looks max.
You know what, he's right.
Themselves with little hammers.
Or ball max.
He's right about that.
On the state in the year 1927, we had the first ever Ryder Cup as the U.S. beats at Great Britain 9.5 to 2.5.
Damn right.
Dumb scoring.
Well, a tie gets half, so...
Tie.
In 1942, the Battle of Midway begins.
Was mid. One of the great battles, to be honest.
It's no Iwo Jima.
Oh, Sean. What?
In the Pacific Theater.
Oh,
quesadilla has just arrived, Sean. Ooh.
In 1944,
read a history book.
Got a little pico there and some sour cream.
Nice. General Eisenhower cancels the planned D-Day invasion on June 5th after receiving unfavorable weather reports.
We heard about this.
That's
made a whole
new
movie,
movie
about it.
Yes.
It's about the most famous weatherman of World War II.
And it's excellent.
it's the weather.
It's about D-Day Delcus.
And by the way, not only do we say it's great, one E.A. Azad has given his stamp of approval.
That just calls into question your own tastes.
Yeah.
That's not how I see it.
That's because it was about AccuWeather.
Like, what the fuck?
How did he find
that?
The time to go see a movie?
It's grinding,
so does
dude.
The,
I don't know.
The weather general roll up his sleeves?
He goes Delcus for a while, yeah.
Go jack it off?
He said we'd have to play two
jack
tomorrow.
That's a different movie.
In 1984, Columbia Records released Bruce Springsteen's seventh studio album, Born in the USA.
Let's go.
Not a fan of him being on my MTV at the time, but
what a great American
change my ways.
Song.
Bruce Springsteen. Yeah.
Some of us stuck to our guns.
I know, Dave. You just need to dig a little deeper. There's a lot of good stuff there. He's an American treasure.
I'll never know.
Thank you, Corbin!
Oh, hey, Bruce wanted to thank you.
Thank you, Snake.
What if he did an album with Morrissey? Would that turn you around?
Morrissey now? Yeah. That'd be terrible.
I would go out tonight, but I might still be in jail.
I mean, you know his guitar player is, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah.
Her?
Little Steven?
No, I mean, he's one of them. The main is lead guitar player. It's Tom Morello. Come on, man.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't know he was playing with him now.
Yeah,
no
he's
rage.
All moderned up.
Yeah, is he doing like the scratching?
Yes, he is. It's awesome. When they do the ghost of Tom Joad, holy crap.
Tweet it out.
And they do Bulls on Parade with a big sax solo.
They do. Bruce jumping on pianos.
In 1989, China cracks down on protests, which leads to the Tiananmen Square Massacre.
It was 1989, right?
That's right.
Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen.
I was there.
No.
I was there.
Don't take Lando's only bit.
Standing in front of the tank.
Yeah, Lando jumped on the tank with his hobbit feet stuck on him.
Play Lando's.
Hasn't been a problem since, has it?
Greatness.
With his hobbit feet.
P1 birthdays.
Don't shoot him.
Afternoon, Monty and the Why Today Doesn't Suck crew. I'd like to wish my best friend, Ted Wilbert, a happy birthday. I would have woken him up in that special way, but considering we both have wives, that would be frowned upon. His leaders are his favorite rapper, Crutches, Pinchers the Korean, and the rest of the Ticket crew. You guys rock. Thank you. From Robert. So happy birthday, Ted.
Happy birthday, Ted.
Oh, I have a birthday.
Oh, Dave.
Did you know that today is the birthday of none other than Gina Miller of the Mavericks?
Gina! Wow. Happy birthday, Gina.
What a way to honor her.
That's my Pearl Jam buddy.
Hey, Gina.
And my Foo Fighting buddy.
Let's get after it.
Call us when Rick Welts is available.
The official decree.
So you and her share a common interest in these two tiny little bands known as Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters?
We were together at Madison Square Garden to see Band of Horses and Pearl Jam, and we were together to see the Foo Fighters in Chicago. What are you going to do about that?
Well,
how'd you get backstage, too?
Did
you
get tickets to those tiny venues that they played.
Did you split the edible or no?
No. Okay. Those ain't for splitting, bro.
Need the whole thing.
Got to take all 50.
Yeah.
You want to smoke out of this Arby's cup? Darian Hatcher is 54.
Greatness.
Hatch?
Yeah. D-Hatch.
That's what they called him. Darren Erstad, 52. Taylor Fadoon, 38.
Bob.
Yeah.
Real quick, Bob, did you see the Taylor Fadoon story I just emailed you?
Check your email.
Remember that bit?
Yeah.
The Taylor Sadoon got eaten by an alligator or something, and you fell for it?
No, he's into clown porn.
Yeah, he got suspended for watching clown porn on his tablet.
Yeah.
According to one hardline producer.
And you were like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
What a horrible way to go down.
You can lose your job for that, Lando.
Taylor Fadoon. What in the world?
He emailed you the story so you could read it yourself. Hollywood Brown, 29.
Whoa. If only he wouldn't have gotten hurt in that playoff game against Alabama, OU would have lost by less than 28.
A friend of the sweet spot, Terrence Steele, 29.
Okay.
One of our first guests.
Yeah.
First year. Stilly. Get your guns up.
He needs a big year ahead.
I don't like hip Corby doing that.
What?
B. Dern, a.k.a. Bruce Dern, 90.
Wow. Still he's 90?
Wow.
Indeed.
Great actor.
He doesn't look it.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
If you saw Once Upon a Time in America, he looked 100
in Hollywood.
There. Yeah, yeah, Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he looked definitely over 100 as he was being taken advantage of.
Yeah. Keith David, 70.
There's some hot hippies in there, though.
Gordon's brother.
Like Markwall. She was in that. Rob Hubel, 57.
Margaret Qualley.
Oh, God, I love her.
Other Harry Pitts.
Yeah.
Horatio Sands, 57 as
how
well.
How liberating.
Corby.
How liberating for women to play a role like that where they just get to grow their hair out under their arms and on their legs.
It's
got
to
be awesome.
And in their pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that they're showing that, Dave.
But yeah, they have to grow it out to like method act.
One
not really.
The other.
It's all got a
no,
match.
They don't.
Method acting.
Yeah,
you can't
grow that out.
One and not the other.
I got to have the downstairs share for this role.
Yeah, you can't have drapes with linoleum.
Yeah. Noah Wiley, 55.
Greatness.
Dr. Carter.
Fargo.
Russell Brand, 51.
Wait. That's not Noah Wiley.
No, that's ER.
Yep.
I think he's pretty cool. I bet you he's had.
He's hot.
Cool.
Russell cool. Brand, the biblical scholar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give him a moment.
Really funny.
Isaiah.
Turning 51 today, Theo Rossi, who played Juice in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, friend of the show. He was on.
Had a budding relationship with Marilyn Manson in that one. They're good buds. Angelina Jolie, 51. T.J. Miller, 45.
Your buddy, Justin.
Yeah, he gave me the you're about to die cancer point during a picture.
Him and Steve Aoki.
Four.
Born to Stay Now Dead, Robert Earl Hughes, who was the heaviest human. He weighed 1,069 pounds. Which is almost as much as your mom. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, born this day, now dead. She'll teach
y'all
you a
listen
thing
to her.
Or two.
Yeah, on Sunday night. I used to listen to that show. My headphones in my bed.
And down this day, still dead. John Wooden. Don Zimmer, who got his ass kicked by Pedro.
Poor
and
Don
Pedro's
Zimmer.
Little person.
Do you think Don Zimmer was real happy with Filippio Monrovi or whatever that little guy's name was?
What?
What was the little guy?
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're saying.
What was the little guy's name that Pedro Martinez always had around?
Well, he didn't have
Nelson
always around.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't on the back of the mound.
He wasn't like the third base coach.
He's the rosin
did he not play for the Red
no,
Sox?
No, he did not.
And Bjorn. And
there's a chance Don Zimmer never met him once.
What was that guy's name?
Nelson De La Rosa.
Nelson De La Roca, yeah. That guy's the best baseball player I've ever seen.
No, he wasn't in Rage Against the Machine.
Bye, Justin.
Hi, David. The AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound,
a Cumulus station.